The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Everybody has the potential for greatness inside of them. It might be a new career you seek, a better relationship and home life, or something entirely different. No matter what that goal is, if you set your mind to it, you can make it happen. Welcome to Your Authentic Life with your host, Susan Cranston. In today's show, you'll take away some great tips, resources, and stories designed to spark the idea to achieve your dreams. Now, here is Susan Cranston.
Hi, I'm Susan Cranston, the host of Your Authentic Life here on Voice America's Empowerment Channel. Today, I have a very special guest with me, but before I introduce her, I want to tell you a little story as I recount living in my hometown my entire life. Yes, my entire life. I've had opportunities to move away, but there always seemed to be so many more reasons to stay. But it wasn't until 4 years ago when I truly took time to examine my decision. And I soon realized that my community was pretty amazing. Once this revelation really stuck into my mind, I knew that it was time to jump in with both feet and explore everything that I could about the community that I think I'd probably taken for granted most of my life. So I decided to start using social media to find out what was going on in the community. And then I thought, wow, why don't I volunteer at some of these cool events? And I looked for local things that were happening, supporting nonprofit organizations, particularly things that interested me, like the Humane Society or a local daycare that needed a new roof and how I could help them fundraise. And then I also hosted 25 episodes of a TV talk show featuring local people in my community who are pursuing their lives in authentic ways. My actions to re-engage may seem a bit extreme in terms of getting involved in your community, but the point is this. Getting involved in your community is a terrific way to expand your social network, develop new skills, make a difference, perhaps be a role model, and definitely become inspired. But what if you're new to a community, or perhaps you're a bit shy or nervous about meeting people, or don't even know how to get involved? What can you do to establish connections, or simply find out what's happening in your community that may be of interest to you? Well, I think volunteering is a great way to get to know like-minded people, to kind of establish some deeper roots where you live, and also avoid getting caught up in negative things, or maybe just negative things that go on in your own mind. So here are my top tips for establishing healthy roots where you live. 1, volunteer. And I love this quote, that the world is hugged by the faithful arms of volunteers. So feel free to use that if you like it. And here in Canada, because we're located in Kitchener-Waterloo, that's where this broadcast is coming from, in Canada, we're known for our volunteer efforts. And according to getinvolved.ca, over 12.5 million of us give back by volunteering. And south of the border in the U.S., approximately 62.6 million Americans, slightly more than what happens in Canada, volunteered through or for an organization at least once between September 2012 and September 2013. So aside from making a difference and helping others, it's a great way to boost your resume, gain some self-confidence, and take an active role in your community. I also think it's important, as I mentioned earlier, using social media can be a helpful way to connect. Using LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook can be helpful tools to source ways to really engage in your community and learn about what's happening so that you can decide when and where you want to be. The ability to search is super easy, it's free, and it can be done from the comfort of your favorite armchair. Maybe that's where you're listening right now. And the third tip is to listen, watch, and read. I know, particularly with my guest, I get up really early in the morning, and she knows that she's not alone because I'm right there at the crack of dawn listening to her. And so connecting with local TV, local radio stations, and newspapers are filled with information about community events and interesting people profiles. So tune in and read up. When you do, you'll find that there's no shortage of ideas or ways to get involved, meet new people, and make some great connections. So on this week's episode of Your Authentic Life, I'm so thrilled to interview my friend, Lisa Drew. She is co-anchor and morning managing editor of the 570 Morning News in Waterloo Region. And Lisa is a veteran to the airwaves, so this should be a fabulous interview. She has anchored midday news on 570 CKGL and spent several years as a reporter hitting the streets to cover police investigations, the courts, and council meetings. She's proud to share a 2007 Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast with the incredible team at 570. Recent honors include the 2014 Cambridge YWCA Women of Distinction Award in the category of communications and public relations. And she's also a proud supporter and volunteer with the United Way and has served as their campaign chair in Kitchener-Waterloo. And she also serves as an MC for a number of charity and women's events around town, including our annual Inspiring Women's event and Wow the World Waterloo Region, which was formerly known as Women of Waterloo. So, Lisa, thank you so much.
Yeah. I suddenly feel very old.
Do you? No, you've leaned right into your community. So thank you so much for being here and a guest on Your Authentic Life. You've been in radio, as I've just shared with our listeners, for quite a while now. So can you share a bit more? What's your journey been like?
You know, listening to your story, when you talked about being here in Kitchener-Waterloo your entire life, I guess my story is the complete opposite, but it brought me here. So I grew up in an Army family. I'm an Army brat. So that meant a lot of travel with my dad being posted around Canada. And we moved every 2 years as kids. So I was always the new kid in the classroom every 2 years. So to be here and finally be settled in the Kitchener-Waterloo area for now 20-plus years being at this local radio station cluster, and this truly feels like home. This is where I got married. This is where I had our children. And this is where we're truly, I think, cemented in the community after years of traveling, which was great as a child, but I can see the benefits now of being rooted somewhere. I think it makes it even more important to feel connected and to give back. So I think it's neat how both of our journeys have kind of brought both of us to the same spot about here we are growing as moms and as people in the workplace, but also in our community and giving back too.
And having that perspective of, you know what it's like to have moved so often and trying to build some sense of, root structure, friends and connections. Yeah. So I think that makes you, even more acutely aware of how to help others get involved in a way that perhaps others don't have the same perspective.
To find that connection and make someone feel welcome. I think that's probably at the root of volunteering too. And you use the word hug, which is one of my favorite words and one of my favorite things. I think a hug can go a long way, and I think you can also personify that in what you're doing in your workplace and in your travels during the day as well.
And I think you do that. And that's really my next question is, how do you find ways to authentically, and perhaps it's, I hear you hugging people with your voice
you.
On the radio.
That's, you're right. That can be, starting out in the business, I made a conscious decision to actually use my real name. Many people, especially back in the 80s and the 90s, radio was very big on changing people's names and giving them different names or leading towards something that would work or be easy to say on the radio. I mean, I guess I'm lucky. My name is Lisa and Drew. You can't mess that up too badly on the radio, but that really is my real name. And when I got married, I made a conscious decision on keeping my name. I think that makes you more accountable right away, that you're not hiding behind a different name when you're on the radio and then when you're out in the community and being a neighbor. So I think that was one of my first, this is really who I am and I'm out there for all to see on the good or the bad days, even on those mom days, everyone knows that's really me.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Using that. I know people have thought, well, that's a really interesting name. Yeah. And not realizing that it might have
Sandy
been.
Sandy Beach. That was a great early 90s, pop music station name. Yeah, if you think about it, there's some great names out there in radio. But now people really are sticking with their names, those long, great family names that came from different countries and They came here to be Canadian, and that's their name, and that's what makes us Canadian. They're not changing their names, and program directors have finally, I think, given up that. We all have to say it, that same homogenized, you know, Smith and Brown last name on the radio.
Exactly. But yeah. Lisa Drew is a nice, easy name.
It's pretty easy. Yeah. No one misspells it too often.
You're lucky that way. So what happens, though, on that sense of transparency, because you are out there with your name and who you are. You're also volunteering so much. Are there ever situations where you feel like, wow, I just wish someone didn't know me, or...
Maybe when I'm buying certain things at the drugstore, it's always great. But with radio, too, we joke that we always look amazing on the radio at 5 a.m. We have the best hair, and, you know, we're lucky we're not on TV, per se. Sure, we do some crossovers with our TV station, but I think people on TV have it a little harder. They're definitely more visible on a daily basis, where, sure, I'm up on stage from time to time and out in the community. I think I still have a pretty decent sense of privacy when it comes down to it, too, at the end of the day.
When you start talking,
when I'm a mom.
When people hear your voice, though, they're like, oh, that's Lisa Drew.
Yeah, that does happen from time to time. Yeah.
I'm sure it does. I know with the TV show that I had, sometimes people would come up to me and they'd say things like, I woke up with you this morning. And I think, no, I'm pretty sure you didn't, but okay.
I wake up with a lot of people, and some politicians joke that we shower together as well. I shower with a lot of people in the morning as well, which I guess that's a compliment. You forget that, you know, you really do try to be part of someone's home life. They're waking up to you. They want to know what's going on. Why is there a police car at the end of their street? What am I going to put the kids in on the way to school today? Is there going to be a snowstorm? Are the school buses running? And what just happened over in France? How does that impact me here at home? So they're tuning in to get that connection, also to get out the door, and where that face, where that voice that they're hearing first thing in the morning as they go to reach for their alarm clock, they're hearing us first thing. And we're great to share that with.
And you do. I mean, that's the thing. When I want to know something, I know where to go, and I hear your voice, which is also very comforting for me.
It's a lot of pressure, too, because you've got to have your act together, and you want people to tune in again.
The other thing that you do, because I commented on one of my tips being the use of social media. How do you juggle all of that? Because, you know, you're on the radio, you're doing this, you're trying to also keep the community or people who are following you on Twitter, particularly, up to speed. And then when you're at events, you also you take pictures and then you post blogs.
So
how do you do all of that?
I really came to Twitter late. I would say I've really been connected, maybe addicted to Twitter in the last 2 years. I resisted Facebook. I do have a blog, and I'm pretty easy to access off of our station website at 570 News. But Twitter, it just made sense to me. And for news organizations and breaking news, we can follow reporters and news organizations around the world. So when there's something breaking, we've got our broadcasting affiliates somewhere in the world. Like, perfect example, everything that happened in the last week or so in France and Paris with everything Je suis Charlie. Watching and covering and watching our breaking news scroll as we're on the air, but also watching reporters that we're affiliated with or we're following live tweeting from an event and this happening as we go. It's just incredible the way the world has opened up to everybody. And you can interact with the listener immediately as well. They can tweet something at you or respond to something. You can also see what's happening locally. And that could be a story idea, or it can give you an idea of what else is going on, what other conversations are going on in the community that can lead to a story idea.
Yeah, because if they're tweeting something to you, and that could be a thread of some news that you need, you could probably follow if it's breaking news.
Our traffic department, for people who are stuck in a situation on our 401, which is our big highway here, or they're seeing a fire and someone's tweeting a picture of the fire to us before we even get a reporter out to the scene and we've got confirmation from police. You know, it's a great tool to complement what we do as reporters. It's not our source, but it's amazing what has opened up and the conversation that we can all have together wherever you are in the world.
That's fantastic. So what happens then when you think about using Twitter, because you're using your real name and it's, you know, at Lisa Drew Radio.
Good or bad.
So do you separate it all? Like, what if you wanted to share something personally on Twitter? Do you have another account, or how do you manage
that? I got some great advice. Obviously, I've known a lot of police officers over the years, and I value some of their tips as well. And I made the conscious decision not to really throw my kids out there And I think they're at the age now that they don't want me talking about them and showing their pictures on Twitter. Sometimes there's a great little nugget, but I won't put their full face out there or their name unless they give me permission for something. I think it's just good security these days. It's different when they're babies. All babies are cute and they kind of all look the same. But when they're in school, do they want their mom sharing that with, you know, thousands of people? You know, so I kind of scaled back on personally IDing them a bit just for security. But I do share. I read a good rule, and you could probably back me up on this. In terms of business, 80% should be your business or your professional tweets, and 20% on social media maybe should make it about you or make people get a take on who you are as a person.
Exactly.
You know, so I think I do a good mix of that. I tweeted something out to one of our fellow reporters in the newsroom today. How do we miss this? Grease is going live on Fox, a sing-along, you know, because we have some fun, you know, so it shows some crazy personality. I might tweet a picture of some gorgeous spring flowers that I just got a whiff of, or my kid's snowman out in the backyard. You know, and then we'll be doing something about here's what's breaking right now, this terrible news out of Paris. So I think there's a good mixture, but I think the majority of it is probably about what people are tuning in on the radio for.
I think that's really helpful information for anyone using social media too, whether or not, like with you being a radio personality and on the air and being so transparent, we have a sense of who you are, but not to the extreme where you're compromising your family's
Driving up
privacy.
On my driveway with
yes.
eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little too friendly, but.
Exactly. So I think that's really helpful because some people don't realize the reach or how it could be retweeted or interpreted in a way that could cause them some grief later on. So that's a wonderful tip to help us. One of the things I want to do, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back with more with my fabulous guest, Lisa Drew, here on Your Authentic Life on Voice America. Stay with us.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Work with Susan Cranston as your personal coach. Live your purpose and breathe life into the dreams you've kept hidden away for too long. Bring deeper fulfillment and contentment to each day. Learn ways to nourish your mind, body, and spirit connection. It's time to begin your journey today. Reach out to Susan today at 226-989-7533. Or visit SusanCranston.com. Susan is a master life coach and an Ayurvedic lifestyle practitioner and meditation teacher who is certified with the Chopra Center University in California. Visit SusanCranston.com or call Susan at 226-989-7533.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Susan Cranston is ready to be your communications consultant. Susan is a writer, speaker, and former marketing executive with over two decades of experience. Susan also teaches various workshops, including Perfect Health and Meditation, which helps to manage stress, reduce anxiety, release emotional toxicity, increase strength, and nourish the mind, body, and spirit. If you have a writing or social media plan or need a motivational speaker for your upcoming event, visit SusanCranston.com or call Susan at 226-989-7533.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned into Your Authentic Life with Susan Cranston. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to authenticaconsulting@gmail.com. That's authenticaconsulting@gmail.com. Now, back to this week's edition of Your Authentic Life.
Hi, it's Susan Cranston, the host of Your Authentic Life. I'm so glad that you created space to be here with us today. I have a fabulous guest, Lisa Drew, who is the co-anchor and the managing editor of 570 News here in Kitchener-Waterloo, where I'm located and where she is as well. And we've been talking about getting involved in your community and what that looks like, how you can authentically establish roots for yourself. And Lisa's been sharing this about her role and the level of transparency she has when she's using social media. So Lisa, with that, because you use your real name, you do tweet things that relate to what you do professionally, but to some degree also you share a bit about your personality. What is the best thing about your career in radio?
People would think it's a downside getting up at 3 a.m., but I'm a morning person. 3 a.m. might be a little early for me. But being in the studio and on the air by 5 in the morning, there's something great about knowing you're going to be maybe the first person that they're connecting with in the morning. You're getting them out of the gate. And you're also, with the information that we have coming in locally and around the world, just we're getting to know it first and we're getting it to share. There's something about bit of a buzz about getting that information and then dissecting it and putting it together so it means something to somebody here in town and what it might mean even beyond. So it's exciting that way that I'm always learning something new every day, and there's always, the day will completely change within minutes. Why it might look like a very routine morning can quickly go sideways within a half hour, and your story lineup is changing and you're throwing everything out and starting again, and it's on the fly, it's by the minute for 4 straight hours. You're dancing. It's a live dance for 4 hours, and then you sit back and go, woof, pulled it off again.
You did every
There's
day.
Just something really exciting. I guess it would be maybe equivalent to somebody in the theater, or you're just putting yourself out there and hoping it goes well.
And it does. It does go so well. And you seem like you're always having fun when you, like, you definitely enjoy what you're doing, which I think makes
Yeah, I makes really do. And my husband and I have that conversation all the time. He's in sales. And, you know, I think his dream ultimately, and I keep pushing him to give it a shot, would be a chef, become a chef one day. That's his passion.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I am so lucky. And I have the carb cheeks to prove it. He is an amazing cook. You know, and I happily go out the door at early hours in the morning, and I know he's got everything under control, you know, on the home front. And I can, you know, leave my babies in bed and know that they'll get to school okay. And I've got a great guy supporting me. And I just go and I have fun. We joke that it's playing radio in our business, but it brings me joy. It really does. And I still love it after all these years.
And
I really do.
That means that you're doing exactly what you should
be
doing.
Yeah, and how lucky.
Wonderful to find that. And that's a big piece of what I talk about here on the show when I'm interviewing guests, because it's about finding, you know, what your purpose is and your authentic life. And you've clearly done that. And that's part of the reason I was so inspired to have you be on the show, because it comes through in every aspect of what you do. So when you think about that, just what you described, you talked about your husband, your family, and that you're basically, it's like playing when you're at work because you enjoy it so much.
And I use the word play, but obviously where some days are very serious.
Sure they are.
And
yeah.
There's some horrific things that we do talk about on the radio, and we are the bearer of bad news some days, but the job brings me joy. I work with a great team, and it is fun at the end of the day.
It is. And even when you're thinking about that, if you're dealing with serious topics, when you bring that kind of passion and that commitment to what you do, it to the listeners, they know they're in trusted hands. If someone's going to share the news with them, it's better to have it come from you in that respect. So we appreciate that. Absolutely. So when you think about that, what does success look like for you? And also, what might be a tip that you would give someone if they're trying to find that sweet spot for them?
I think you probably really do know early on in life where you want to go. And I think you probably do fight that. I can remember standing in the washroom in front of the mirror with a hairbrush, talking on that hairbrush like a microphone when I was 7 or 8 years old. And I remember my dad would always say, you're going to go on and you're going to say, thank you, Dad. Good night. When you're reading the 6 o'clock news. I knew that back then, but I fought it. When I went and finished high school and went into college, I got accepted to this really great public relations course that was really hard to get into. I fought to get this placement. It was this fabulous course, one of the specialties in Canada. Got in within 2 weeks. I knew, what am I doing in this course? This is so not me. I feel like I'm learning to lie to people on the other side. So I had some friends taking the journalism program, and I went to Humber College. And I went down the next day and did a dance for the program. leader, and they let me switch within a week.
Wow.
And I switched into journalism, and I just flew. But I knew, I don't know why I resisted it, but I think everybody really does know at the core. If you look, you know what brings you joy. It's just how are you going to get to that path? So I knew, but I fought it. But once I got into it, and again, I had great mentors in the business. My third year of journalism, you could either go the broadcast route or the print route. And I really wanted to be a magazine writer. I still, if you come to my house today, I have magazines stacked up. You trip over magazines all around my home. I love magazines. I love writing. It draws me. But my professors took me aside. We really think you should be in the broadcast. We really feel strongly that you should be doing this dream in your final year. So I listened to them. I wasn't sure, but I think I knew. And I went out and did two great internships at a fabulous news station that doesn't exist anymore in Toronto, but it used to be CKO All News Radio. And, you know, I was at Queen's Park. I was using Harvey Kirk's typewriter, which for people who don't know, he was a big newsman in Canada.
He sure
way
was.
Back when.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the thrill of what was going on. And I thought, why did I resist? I think you know, and it's never steered me wrong. It was great advice. I hooked up with some fabulous people in that business, and they've still given me great advice to this day.
And just touching on that point a little bit, because I think that is such a nugget there. It's that you know, your body tells you
yes.
what it is
you
that
do.
You should be doing, but there's something in your mind, whether it's your intellect or your ego, that combination. Yeah, you think, well, maybe I shouldn't do this. I could maybe earn more money or have a more stable career somewhere else. I wouldn't be so much in the limelight because, you know, if you're going to flub, it's pretty.
You know when I'm having a bad morning, Susan. Okay.
You never.
What
have
was
a bad
that word she just said?
It's a new word.
When in doubt, just keep moving.
Just keep going.
Give that word two times. If you can't get it right, you just keep
going. Just keep going. Just
you'll get it right the next half
and
hour.
You say Scooby Snack.
Yeah. People know when same on stage, right? It's really hard to. But I think using the word authentic, people know. And you know what? Nobody is perfect, and you try your best, and people know. We know she knew how to say that word, but it's just one of those, just keep moving.
It is.
Right?
It's just one of those things. I was teaching a yoga class actually yesterday, and I was doing chakra toning, and I forgot one of the sounds, and I sat there humming for a minute until it came back to me, and then I said, you know, I had one of those moments where
I call them a mom moment.
Yeah,
really.
A mom moment where my brain just went completely blank and I just couldn't recall it. Everyone started laughing. They thought, and I started laughing too.
Yeah.
It happens, right?
It
you
really
just,
does.
You just continue. You continue on. It's just a little more, I think, puts you in fight or flight when you are on the radio or you're in a spot where a lot of people can hear you or watch you. And so it just changes the dynamic a little bit. So how do you manage that? Because you, I think with that, there's a sense of the adrenaline that comes with that. You said like for 4 hours.
Four hours. It's totally an adrenaline rush. You know, it's that anxious but excitable feeling right before you're going in and you're about to turn your mic on for the first time that morning. There, I still get that little fun butterfly. Here we go. We're jumping in. No matter if there's nothing on that next page, and I'm going to assume that something's going to be magically appearing, and we'll just pray that our reporter's there. The phone hasn't lit up. We'll just, you know, we'll wing it. And obviously, I work with a great team, and I've had someone who I've worked with for probably 20 years, so I really know where he's going beside me or he'll be there to catch me. You just move on. You know, at the end of the day, it's not going to define you. It's just going to maybe help you take a better path next time.
It's so
but
true.
It's, you know, I call it that, how red are my cheeks right now? Your cheeks aren't going to burn for days. You're going to move on and you're either going to forget it in the next half hour or you're going to get the email from the boss and you definitely won't make sure that happens again. Right?
But that's a good point too. I think there's another key nugget there. It's not to dwell on the past. I mean, that script's already been written.
Right. It's not going to define me for my entire life. But if it is, then it's me that's making that definition. Nobody is going to say, oh, she said that day. And, you know, sure. But having said that, I'm on the radio and I could be sued for libel or slander.
So I still have to be careful
what I'm saying and how I'm saying something when it comes to maybe someone accused of something or, you know, I do have to be careful with my wording. And it's something, even when we're being a little lighter, I still have to be thoughtful about how I'm saying something on the air, because there could be legal ramifications as well. That's something I always have to be aware of as well.
That's an excellent point. But I think that can translate for our listeners in their life too, because once something is said, it can't be unsaid, even if you don't have thousands of listeners. It's a situation where it's probably better to think a little bit longer before it actually comes out of your mouth.
Take another moment.
Take another moment, yeah. Right? And allow yourself to think through, how would this sound if it was actually on the air or printed in the newspaper?
Or tweeting something out. You've seen some major celebrities retract something and deeply regret something that maybe they should have sat on for another minute or two responding to somebody. And it's easy for all of us to say that when you're caught up in the moment. But I remember my parents saying way back when, once it's out of the toothpaste box, you can't put the toothpaste back in. That's good advice. I can't believe I'm quoting my parents, but yeah, they might have been right about a few things.
Yeah, we'll give them credit for a few things.
Yeah.
Well, they certainly did something right. You're here, so that's a good sign. I want to shift gears just for a little bit, because we've been talking earlier about community and getting involved. And one of the key ways is volunteering. You are so active in our community. So not only on the radio, but how you give of your time when you're not on the radio. So why is that meaningful? And what does that look like for you?
I think it's grown over the years. I think you're giving me a lot of credit, because I don't think I'm out there as much as you think I am.
You're just in all the same events.
Maybe we really are. I think it's grown. Obviously, I'm in a business that is involved with the community, because I work for a radio station that's heavily involved in the community. So it was a great support system to get out there in the early days. Things look different when you have young children, as to now I have a 12-year-old and an 18-year-old. So it also gives me a little more flexibility, a little more time where I can give even a little bit more and maybe expand my horizons that way. But I think if you feel, it's that heart connection. If you're questioning it, then that's probably not something that would be a fit for you anyways, or you're not doing it for the right reasons. I think if you can attach your heart to it and you're taking emotion from it, I think it's a pretty easy bet for you to be connected with it and to continue with it.
So thinking about your heart, what your gut is telling you, what your heart's telling you, and the other question that I might throw in there is to ask yourself, do I have energy for this?
And that's where I'm talking about young children versus older children. It's, you still have the end of the day, you still need time to recharge yourself. And you also need to be there to be part of a bigger unit. I have the family scene to be a part of as well. So there is balance. But I also find, and I think as you'll get from a lot of volunteers, there's an energy you get off of volunteering. And it's selfish in a way, because you do get such a great feeling when you're involved. You're with a great group of people. You're working towards a greater idea. So there's something that you do take with you, and there's this glow that you get from it. We've been lucky in our country, someone who actually comes from our region, our Governor General, David Johnson, has been very big the last few years with something called My Giving Moment, getting Canadians really out there volunteering, making a difference, whether it's helping out once or making a bigger statement or just giving a donation or just making a difference in some way and having that conversation on social media and getting involved. And he's really been pushing that. I know in the States they've been involved with this week celebrating the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr. too. There's a movement to make a difference in your community based on that as well.
And you're right, there is energy for that. And you can, if you're thinking about volunteering, get a sense for if it's a shorter term gig or if you think it's something you're going to commit to longer. Sort of like deciding if you're going to own a hamster versus a turtle, right?
Like what's or a dog.
Like what's your...
It becomes your second baby.
What's your bandwidth for that? And
that's
knowing
right.
What you feel comfortable with. And I agree, you're going to get energy out of it, but it's also what you bring to that and your perspective and your expectation around what that might look like for you, what you're hoping to get out of it. So being mindful around that going in and being able to answer some of those questions. How's your heart feeling? What's your energy level like? What are your expectations around it and your ability to commit time-wise?
Because if you're overwhelmed, you're not going to be able to give the best that you could, or the best you, and then it becomes, it's not winning for anybody.
No, it's not. Now, in terms of people that might be connecting with you on the radio, we have about 2 minutes before our next break. Do you have any suggestions for people who might be looking for an area to pursue because of your background as an Army brat? So coming into this, like, what would you say to someone that was new to a community and had no idea where to start?
Well, I think people come to a community either for school or for work. So those would probably be their jumping off point. So at the university, they could connect with something on campus. And at workplaces usually do adopt some type of charity or organization that they get involved with. United Way is a pretty easy no-brainer for a workplace.
Yes. Nudge.
But those can be great jumping off points. And you can therefore meet new people in the community and expand who you are in the community through that way as well.
Those are great suggestions. I have so much more to ask you about when we come back from the break. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. Please stay with us. We'll be back with more of my guest, Lisa Drew, here on Your Authentic Life.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Susan Cranston is ready to be your communications consultant. Susan is a writer, speaker, and former marketing executive with over two decades of experience. Susan also teaches various workshops, including Perfect Health and Meditation, which helps to manage stress, reduce anxiety, release emotional toxicity, increase strength, and nourish the mind, body, and spirit. If you have a writing or social media plan or need a motivational speaker for your upcoming event, visit SusanCranston.com or call Susan at 226-989-7533.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Work with Susan Cranston as your personal coach. Live your purpose and breathe life into the dreams you've kept hidden away for too long. Bring deeper fulfillment and contentment to each day. Learn ways to nourish your mind, body, and spirit connection. It's time to begin your journey today. Reach out to Susan today at 226-989-7533 or visit SusanCranston.com. Susan is a master life coach and an Ayurvedic lifestyle practitioner and meditation teacher who is certified with the Chopra Center University in California. Visit SusanCranston.com or call Susan at 226-989-7533.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned into Your Authentic Life with Susan Cranston. To reach the program today, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to AuthenticaConsulting@gmail.com. That's AuthenticaConsulting@gmail.com. Now, back to this week's edition of Your Authentic Life.
Hi, you're back with Your Authentic Life. I'm your host, Susan Cranston. I'm here with my fabulous guest, Lisa Drew, who's co-anchor of 570 News and the managing editor for that radio station as well. And Lisa and I have been talking about volunteerism, getting engaged in your community, particularly if you don't know where to start, what to do, how you like to commit to it, if you have energy for it, and questions that touch on the heart when you're involved in volunteering. And Lisa has shared with us that she looks at things, again, when she's coming at it from her heart, what she might attach to. And I think that's a really helpful thing. I know my involvement with the United Way and also with the Humane Society really touches on things that give me joy. I'm also interested in my personal life. I'm a mom. I have two daughters. I have a full-time job, and I also spend time volunteering. Sometimes people ask me, how do I do it? So I'm turning this question over to you, my friend.
I think I've asked you that. How do you do it?
You have asked me, so it's my turn to ask you this question. How do you manage this?
I don't know if I'm going to do the general mom say. If any mom thinks she's managing it, I think some days you feel like you're scoring better than other days. You're like, yes, I'm a good mom today. I made this and they had lunch and they ate their vegetables and oh, I remembered to sign that school form and everyone seemed happy when they went to bed and oh, I went to bed before. You know, you kind of, and I made it to that work event and my boss gave me a high five and that's a golden day. But okay, does that happen every day? No. So some days you feel like you're winning probably in one checkbox more than another. And I think maybe I finally have found some peace with that after, you know, I've almost got an 18-year-old. He turns 18 next month, and a 12-year-old, that you can kind of look back and think, okay, they look like they're, you know, well-fed. They seem fairly groomed. Their socks match today. They came home and, you know, life seems okay. I'm doing all right today. And then there's other days, everything completely falls apart. I'll be on stage and I can see my BlackBerry going and it's like, Mom, we're out of milk, or Mom, where's this? Or I need to be picked up somewhere. You're like, I'm on stage talking to 800 amazing women and I'm a bad mother right now. I think every single mom has that story. It's just whether it's on stage or not. You know, last Friday we had a snow day here in our region. A lot of the buses were canceled and I was trying to juggle. Did my 12-year-old get picked up on the driveway? My husband was out of town. So I was trying to juggle, okay, what am I going to do if he doesn't get the bus? Am I just going to let him stay at home? And I'm trying to juggle this while I'm on the air with breaking news. And then he texts me, oh yeah, the bus showed up. And, oh yeah, we don't have any milk. So I thought, okay, that's just too ripe. I have to tweet that out. Breaking mom news, we're out of milk. So it evolves. I think I'm doing the best that I can. Every day looks completely different. When I put my head down at the end of the night, you know, I don't know where I am on that scale of 1 to 10, but definitely some days are better than others. I think that's a fair mom answer.
That's an awesome answer. And I think what I'm saying from you, because I have the privilege of looking at you, is you're smiling nonstop. But it's like you're cutting yourself some slack.
I've learned, but that's taken years, right?
Yeah, and yeah. It does take time. I think you can get really uptight about certain things. I was doing a recording of the show one day, and all of a sudden a text comes through from my daughter. Where are you? Are you not picking me up right now? No, I'm not.
Mom of the year. Yeah. That's me. Mom of the year. Yeah. Some days I really am. Some days, yeah.
And it happens. But I think a key nugget here that I'm picking up from you too is cut yourself some slack. And know that, you know, assess the larger scale of things. Is this a first world problem?
Yeah.
Or, you know, are there more significant things
exactly
that could be going wrong? Not having milk or someone needing to wait a bit for a ride is probably okay. And you get a sense of that, right? Like there are bigger issues that some people do have to worry
about. And we've seen that with our work through United Way. And, you know, there's a eye opener, and I go home and I share those stories with my kids that, you know, boy, aren't we lucky tonight, and we could be helping someone out right now. So it kind of comes full circle. You're right. But at the end of the day, I think it's a big juggle, and where the balls land that day is, yeah, it helps to have a great team. I always think of that Hillary Clinton, it takes
a village.
I live in a village, and I have a fantastic group of neighbors that, boy, they've come through for me on some mornings when I'm pulling out of the driveway really early in the morning.
And that's amazing. And I do know that about you too. And in fact, for me, even here, I've just recently opened up my own studio. And just recently, I've had friends and people I don't even know have come in and said, how can I help you? And I realize that that's the beauty of living in a community where you just have these connections or people that know someone else that just want to help make a difference, and being so grateful for that. And then knowing that I might not necessarily be able to reciprocate to them directly, but I can certainly pay it forward.
And that's sort of that hug that we were talking about at the beginning,
hug.
Right?
It is.
That's that hug.
It makes a huge difference. And I think it does give you more energy then to be in a space where you're open and you feel that compassion for other people and perhaps people that you don't even know, but you feel like if they could use that helping hand, that you can show up in a way that is very authentic for them because others have been there for you in very meaningful ways. So you touched on this Hillary Clinton quote, which I've used that before too. And that really relates to me when I think about that too, is mentorship. And you also mentioned that you've had some great mentors even when you were in school along the way. What does that mean to you? And how might that relate to someone who's really trying to connect and engage in their community?
I will never forget Mary Ellen Benninger, who was my mentor and still is in this business. I still send her an odd random email every once in a while. I still remember when you did this for me. She was the morning news anchor at CFNY in Brampton when I was first starting out and then went to CHFI. She's been everywhere in this business, big name. And
she sure is.
She was just there for me. I came in as a student, a co-op student, and I ended up staying for an entire semester. I would get in before her. Back in the days where we would actually rip the copy that would print out on the floor overnight and rip pieces of copy into little piles. And she just taught me so much about being a class act in the business, how you get by early in the morning. She actually gave me dishes and bedding and sheets and furniture to send me off on my first real radio job, a job that she was a reference for, and a job that she told me about. So she has been a huge supporter for me, and it's been a great reminder that I've tried to pay forward when I've seen, you know, I hate to say the younger ones coming now because I don't think we're old.
No.
But just when you see someone fresh in the business come in, that someone's kindness and someone's belief in you when, you know, I didn't know what the heck I was doing, but just to have that support and that hug starting out in the business, she still inspires me.
Yeah, she's great.
She's incredible.
Yeah, she really is. And that's, thank you so much for sharing that. And I think that is so important because if you can help someone short circuit, I call it like, you know, helping them avoid some of the obstacles or learning the hard way, it just makes a huge difference in terms of their path. And then again, what they will be able to do and accomplish. And it makes everything and everyone's life so much more enriched, I would mm-hmm. say. So how can someone then, what was your, did you do anything to seek out a mentor, or did it just happen organically for you?
Well, I was already a huge fan of hers, and I had the opportunity through my college to get placed there. There was an opening, and I had my hand up and made it happen, and I got placed there. But then it evolved from just doing a quick co-op to me going in every morning. It was unpaid, but I was in there every single morning, getting her ready out of the gate, just taking it all in. Then I would go to class all day, and then I would go do my part-time job at night. But it was the best year ever. The things that I learned, seeing this radio buzz, and it was such a cool radio station. All these amazing big rock stars and 80s and 90s stars would come in. And, you know, they'd be just hanging out, going into the studio. It was just a radio person's dream come true.
It was my favorite radio station
I'm
for music.
I'm telling you, it was just heaven.
Yeah.
And again, thank you for my mentors in my college to say, well, you think you should be in the broadcast side of things. You know, why did I resist? It just made sense. So I think you can seek out, you can ask to be matched with somebody, or you can get an introduction to somebody. But I know that there will be someone out there that could lend you a hand. It's just you finding the right relationship. You know, it's not like a dating service, but I think there has to be the right match.
There does. And you know it, like you said, you feel it inside you if there's someone that inspires you. And the other point I think that you made was really key is around the fact that it might be unpaid, not even necessarily in the mentorship relationship, but connecting with someone. Mm-hmm. And if you're able to support them, you're going to learn through osmosis or just being in their presence.
Just breathing it in
just
was so
breathing
exciting.
Breathing it in. And that's a key part of it, right? Not everything necessarily needs to be the financial compensation end of it. And particularly when you're in broadcasting, there's a lot of, you know, this interning that happens so that you earn
your
stripes.
It's been a big source of debate in Canada mm-hmm. over the last year, so whether it should be paid internship or not. But I can tell you, it was golden to me, absolutely golden. And I think any chance that you have to just be there is invaluable.
Yeah, and it really is. So when you think about Mary Ellen Bellinger and the advice she gave you, was there something that you really took away as one of the key nuggets? And then on the flip side, what is some of the advice that you give some of the up-and-comers that are connecting and maybe looking at you with the same eyes that you did to her?
I think that you have to really give it your all and truly believe in it. Don't just think, oh, in another year, if this doesn't work out, I'm just going to bail. I don't think you cannot do that. I think if you have that passion for it, you're going to stick it out, whether you're finding a way to still make your bills and still do this on the side. You know what's that glow inside of you and what's going to get you going. And I think just seeing her in action, and she looked joyful. She still got up early in the morning. But then she just went, and just watching her write that newscast and put it together. And I knew that was it for me. And she just brought it to life.
So you saw the spark in her. You felt it inside you. You could build that connection. And you saw what she did to put that together. So what advice then would you give to someone else, whether it's in your business mm-hmm. or in another that relates to it? So you've talked a little bit about, you know, bringing your recognizing the passion and going for it, sticking with it. Is there anything else that you tell someone? What if they're just not sure?
Not every day is going to be sunshine and lollipops. Mm-hmm. I think any job, there's still going to be politics. There's still going to be, you know, not every day is super sunny, but I think if you know that you're in the right place, it gets you through. And, you know, I get up when my alarm goes at 3 a.m. I have no problem getting up and knowing that I can't wait to get into work and see what just happened overnight. And what are we going to be talking about and what's going to happen next? So I still, you need that to drive you, but you also need it to hold you into that place and know that something better will be around the corner. And, you know, you've got to put yourself out there.
You do. Put yourself out there. Lean into it.
Yeah.
And also know that I call it eating a poo sandwich. to say it politely, like there's some days when you just, there's some aspect of what you do that aren't your favorite things. But if overall, it's almost like the 80-20, that Pareto principle.
That's right.
If 80% of the time you're feeling really great, and like you said, that you're energized to go in and do what you want, then you know, there's some aspects of it that aren't necessarily going to rock your world, but you know there's so much more on the positive side and things that might come at you that you were shocked by, but overall you can look back and say, yeah, this is a good gig. I'm really enjoying it. And so conversely then, if someone isn't able to say that, what would you say to them at that point?
I think you probably know what brings you joy. It's just how are you going to make it happen? But, you know, realistically, we all have to pay our bills. We all need to make that rent or mortgage payment and know that there's going to be food on the table. So, you know, maybe it's a bigger long-term plan, and it doesn't mean you can't switch gears when you're 40 or even 50. You know, so how many police officers right now were teachers beforehand or nurses? It's amazing how many people are starting second careers, and they're pretty amazing second careers. And I thought their first careers were pretty amazing too. It's not defining you who you are for the rest of your life. There's always something exciting around the corner. You just have to figure out how you're going to make it happen.
Exactly. And I think through the work that I've done through volunteerism too really helped solidify my changing career after 24 years in one, you know.
You did a pretty amazing change. Yeah.
Pretty significant. But yeah, I can say absolutely you're singing to the choir on this one for sure. So do you have I mentioned a quote earlier, and I talked about this hugging relating to volunteerism and making a difference in your community. Is there a quote that resonates with you or something that inspires you?
I have it. I've talked about my love of magazines. So I rip things out of magazines. Okay, I've discovered Pinterest now, but I still rip things out of magazines and stick them up around. And I ripped this out years ago, and it's still smack dab in the middle of my bulletin board when I'm getting ready in my closet in the morning. I see it every day. And I don't know where it came from, but it's lead with your heart, not your ego. And I thought it's even more important, I guess, in our business where, you know, maybe some days we think we're pretty cool people and aren't we, you know, we're on the radio. Well, you know what? At the end of the day, we're moms, we're neighbors, you know, we're friends. And that's my takeaway every day, lead with your heart, not your ego. And I think that's propelled me even more with volunteering as well.
And you do that. You are just an inspiration to so many and to me.
Wow.
And I'm so thrilled to have you on.
I wrote that part of her script.
Yeah. You are an inspiration to
her
me, Lisa.
Tarlick is an all-round great guy. Great WKRP episode,
that's right.
By the way.
It sure is. My imaginary office with the tape. So, Lisa, how can folks connect with you? I can't believe our
time is I get to plug myself now. That's so on radio of me. On Twitter, Lisa Drew Radio. Love to hear from you on Twitter. And also at 570news.com. We have a great website there. You can find my bio and my links as well.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
For listeners, thank you for creating space to be with us. Remember, you have inside you all the strength, the courage, the talent, and the ability to pursue your greatest dreams. Tune in again. We're here Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. on Eastern time. You're listening to Your Authentic Life, and I'm Susan Cranston signing off for today.
Thank you for enjoying this week's edition of Your Authentic Life. Please tune into the show again next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Please join Susan Cranston for another peek at Your Authentic Life.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.